been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Thanks so much for joining me here this week for our What's on Your Mind, Part 2. Tonight, of course, is a carryover from last week's show, and if you missed it, just a couple of highlights. We had quite a few people who called in and shared their stories, and the chat room, of course, had people who felt the need to share what was on their mind. And of course, tonight is part two of our open call and talk. So if you have a shout out, or if you want to recite a poetic expression, or if you just need to vent, or you need someone to listen to for a while, tonight is what we'll be doing for a time. I'm not really feeling myself this week, so this may be an abbreviated show, but I'm going to stick in here as long as I can. Of course, this is all about real people, real stories, real hurt, and real healing. So, you know, one of the young ladies who called in last week, well, there were two actually that really stick out in my mind for this week. One young lady had called in because she was on her walk of faith, and she was getting closer to God. And she was talking about the loneliness of that walk. And a lot of times when we try to do the right thing, you're going to have people who will leave you hanging, will try to convince you that being back out there in the party and wild world is better. But you know what? That's the story of the lives of those of us who choose to try to do the right thing. Because those same people will be doing the same things 5, 10, 2 years, however long from now, and they'll still be miserable equally. So for us, we will walk that journey alone many times. So with that said, just remember, you have people out there who are of like mind, body, and spirit. So sometimes when you choose to change, everything has to change, and I'm not saying to turn your back on people and just cut them off totally, but you'll gain new associations with people who are much more in tune with where you're taking your life. So just remember, it is a lonely road. There's a lot more people out there who are willing to follow the crowd and be a member of the in crowd just to belong to something instead of standing alone for something that's good, pure, and right. So keep the faith and keep walking forward. We exist. So for me, there's got to be a power somewhere that's so much higher than any of us. So for me, I believe, and I know that it's a long road, and I'd rather be home alone than being out in the street with a bunch of people who are doing things that I probably look back on and will not enjoy or wonder why I did it. So therefore, it is a lonely road, but you don't have to go that road alone. And of course, there was another young lady who called in to share her thoughts about the plight that she has with these older men hitting on her constantly. And I understand that because even at my age, I have men who are older. And for me, being my age, of course, when I say they're older, they're older. So, and I'm not 50 or anything, but to me, you know, we're talking 10, 15, 20 years older, and you're still trying to hit on someone younger, much younger, and you think that throwing around some cash or something makes you more desirable. But the problem is that a lot of those of us who are older, and even women older than me, we're not teaching our young ladies. And I say that young ladies because if we say it enough, maybe they'll start to believe it and then they will emulate it. But the bottom line is there's no one out here teaching our children anymore because so many of the older adults are trying to relive their youth for the fifth, sixth, and seventh time instead of understanding that living is a process. At some point, unless you're naturally that type of bubbly person who's a people person, who's always been out there. Other than that, we have to grow up at some time. And we need to be icons and the people that our children are looking up to so that they can move forward and understand, especially for the ladies, that your bodies are precious. And you don't have to give your body up for a few dollars. Well, I was watching some talk show where this young lady claims that she gave up her goodies for a sandwich. Really? No. Learn to love yourself, and maybe you'll make better decisions. But we need to work together out here to take care of our children in so many ways, and that includes taking care of them. If a child tells you that someone's touching them inappropriately or saying things to them that they know are not right, do not brush them off. Just because they're young, they're still human beings. And again, until it's on your plate, some of us don't want to get involved. Some of us choose to ignore it. There are people who would prefer to have that warm body next to them at night, and they don't want to break up their family setting, no matter how false and fake it may be. So they try to make the children ignore what's going on or keep it to themselves. Just be silent. And, you know, it's so odd that every single week I come across people who share these types of stories with me. And if you haven't already picked up a copy, my new book, Silent Noise, is out, and it's a book of healing poetry, but it's a learning book. It's a book that has an intro page and spots for you to write in. I want you to write your thoughts in the book. I want you to jot down something that you want to say. There are different pieces that I created out of my personal experiences, as well as those of so many others, because one thing I've learned in doing healing through hurt and meeting so many people and being in the nonprofit realm is that so many of us share the same experiences, or very like experiences. So there are pieces in there that could apply to you or someone that you know, or many people. So pick up a copy of Silent Noise and write in it. It's a book that you can write in. So it'll be a book within a book. It's not a lot of pages because I don't think that people who are hurting need to read a dissertation. You need to read some things that can awaken something in you. If it helps you to write out a thought or feeling, then I've accomplished my task. So many people have read it and say, well, I can relate to this piece, or I know people that can relate to that piece. And that's the whole purpose of the book. But it's a book that you can fit in your purse and take it with you and jot down something when something clicks, and you know that you probably came across it in the book. Find that page and write down that thought, or write it anywhere in a book that you choose. It's sort of like your personal diary. Remember the days when we used to keep our journals and diaries? Back in the day, they were diaries. Today, they call them journals. But it helps when we let our inner feelings out and our hurtful thoughts, instead of keeping them in, because that leads to the volatile and the very unsafe relationships. So just remember, it's good to write down your thoughts. If you won't talk them out, write them down, but get them out in any way that you can. And as always, welcome to all of our listeners in the call query. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall. If you'd like to be on air, of course, our number is 646-478-4726. Give us a call, press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll be sure to bring you on air. As I said earlier, you know, this has been a really interesting few weeks for me, and even for me. Just to let you all know, I have not felt myself for a while now, and I'm battling something internally. And I'm still moving forward, because the minute that I choose to stop, it's all over. So you have to have enough strength to keep moving forward. And I read somewhere, few places this evening, that we lost another entertainment icon. I understand that we may have lost Whitney Houston. And, you know, Whitney had really been going through some things. So maybe she's at peace now. And I say we may have, because you know how rumors get started and spread quickly. But I've seen that the reports on some notable sources. So if it is true, I pray that Whitney now has found peace from whatever the demons were that were tormenting her on a daily basis. And as always, tomorrow morning, of course, join me back here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio for our Sunday morning meditation. We came back last week, and I didn't know that so many people were missing the Sunday morning meditation, so we're back on schedule there. But as always, learn to love yourself. Take care of yourself. If you're in a bad relationship, make your exit plan. There are many organizations you can call that will help you out of that situation. And of course, this applies to males and females, because here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, we're more than aware that there are men out there who are hurting, as well as, of course, us females. I will be starting an offline group of support and recovery from domestic violence, divorce, and other types of hurts. I want you all to join me offline if you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area. I'll be sending out information on that shortly. And of course, you can always find us on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio on Facebook. That's one of the best places to keep in touch with me and to find out what we have going on. A special shout out to NNSJ Snack Bar. They're one of our largest supporters, and they supply us with so many sandwiches and snacks and milks and other items that we supply to those who may go hungry on any given day. So for that, we'd like to thank NNSJ Snack Bar. Tico and Zoila, you're the best. And a special, special shout out to the women of WOW, the women of wisdom and worth. That's a wonderful group of ladies who are from all walks of life and ethnic origins. We've come together to support, uplift, motivate, and encourage, along with inspire one another. And there's so many more people that I could thank. My list is vast and very long and wide, but you know who you are, and you know how special you are to me. And I thank each and every one of you. And sometimes it's just good to sit back and thank someone. And even your haters, who they say become your motivators, you know, take that negative and thank them, because they probably motivated you to move on to bigger and better things. And they're still there hating and being who and or what they are. And you're moving forward. Spread your wings and fly. I know that I've enjoyed my journey, no matter how hard it's been at points, and it still is very hard for me. But in moving away from certain bad situations, I've been able to complete a book. Healing Through Hurt was born. I have met so many wonderful, wonderful people. Words cannot express all of the things that I've accomplished when my God saw fit for me to be taken out of very bad situations that I know would have led to my demise, probably. And I'm not saying that there are not days now when I feel like throwing in the towel and giving up. But I haven't done so yet, because even for me, healing through hurt gives me something to look forward to, because I know that there are people out there who enjoy hearing this voice. And for whatever reason, I bring them peace and I bring something to their lives that they need. And in turn, each and every one of you brings something into my life. And there are days when I do feel like I'm losing the battle. But each week I'm still here. And if you can hear the music playing in the background, I'm listening to Solitude's Calming Massage. I'm actually going to take a break and just let you listen to some of the music for a while. So in a moment, we'll be taking a break just so you can relax and listen. Sit back just for a few minutes. Our lives are so busy, and you've got to go for the kids, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. Take a minute for yourself. Welcome to all of our guests. Thank you for joining me here this evening on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. You know, sometimes it's just good to sit back and relax for a moment and let it all go. And tonight, it's all about getting things out and talking it out. Welcome to all of our guests in the call query. If you'd like to be online, please press the number 1 on your phone now. Bring you online. You have a shout out, you one event. You have something to talk about tonight? Well, tonight is the night to do that. You're involved with a lot of positive activities and you want to promote your activities and your events, feel free. Call in. Let me know what's going on in your life. Because as I said, healing through hurt is here to help you heal through those hurts. And in doing so, helping me. And as I said, some people think that these shows are just here because people are just doing them and going through the motions. Well, I'll tell you, I've been fighting with the worst depression that I think I've been in a long time. And my body doesn't feel right. My heart doesn't feel right. Nothing feels right. But I'm still moving forward because I know for me, when the wheels stop turning, everything will stop. So I understand what you may be going through. You are not alone. I meet so many people who think that they are alone. And lately, I've been meeting so many people who, once they discover they're not alone, they actually get mad because they don't have that crutch to use anymore to say, I'm alone, I don't know where to go. And when they find out they're not alone and there's stuff out there, then they get angry because they know now they actually have no excuse not moving forward. So then they want to lash out. So I understand that so many people, although you want to move forward, you're not ready. And some people just do not want to let go of they have. And when I say that, I mean materialistically. They don't want to let go of their homes. They don't want to let go of their cars, their bank accounts, you know, their fancy trips. Oh, and heaven forbid they lose their reputation. You cannot hold on to everything when you're trying to let go of a very bad thing. So you have to make that choice. Will you let go? And yes, you may end up at the bottom, but what does that tell you? If you're already at the bottom, you have no place to go but up. But as long as you hold on to all of the things that do not matter, you're only asking for trouble. So learn to love yourself and make the choice to move and put one foot in front of the other and do not look back because there's nothing back there but in despair. So what's going on in your life? Who hurt you this week? Who's hurting you right now? When are you going to do something about it before it's too late? And I don't mean tomorrow. One of our inspiration for our Sunday morning meditation is how to deal with people who've hurt you. Revenge versus karma. Some things, some battles are not ours. And once revenge creeps into your heart, that person is going to keep moving on to the next person, but for you, eating you up inside to carry that type of hatred. And it never fails. What goes around will come around. You do hurt to people and harm is going to find you. Because just when you think that you're the baddest thing on the planet, sooner or later, you're going to meet your match in every way. So take time out to let that mess go. And sometimes we need to walk away from everything and everyone that we know so that we can move forward and be happy again and get our lives and our hearts and our minds and our spirits healthy again. I know what it's like to stress yourself out. My hair is falling out. I don't feel well. You know, even though I try to eat healthy, I am a certified fitness trainer. You wouldn't know it from looking at me right now. But all in all, I know how to eat, what to eat. And stress as a female will wreak havoc on your body. And right now, I need to find that calm place. And I know that I need a major change in my life in order for me to heal through what I'm going through. Because right now, I'm hurting. But I can say it. And I can admit it. And I don't know where I'm supposed to be going or what I need to be doing, because I just feel as though I'm spinning my wheels and I'm not going anywhere. So again, I understand what you may be going through. There's been plenty of nights that I just sit down and burst into tears. And I don't know why. And so many people have heard me say that I've never really cried because of my domestic violence situation and the divorce and all of that. No, it's not him. That's not it. That matter of fact, that's probably one of the furthest things from my mind. I have to deal with some of the ramifications of the choices that I made. And that's another thing. So many of us don't want to take any blame for what we've done. And so many people accuse us of things and we don't even know what we've done. But the bottom line is, for those things that we do know, we need to admit to it and move on. Don't admit to things and then dwell on it. Admit to it and move on, because we all make mistakes. No one is perfect on this earth. No one. But there are times when we may feel as though we can't do anything right. And you may make a whole series of bad decisions, but each time you need to stop and move on and just learn from it. And we have a caller coming on, caller 5457. We're bringing you on. Hello, welcome to Healing Through Hurt.
Hello, Maria. It's Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, I'm listening to you talk, and I don't like when you're sad.
You know, we all go through it, I guess. It is what it is, so.
I know. I couldn't get on your chat. It wouldn't come up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't get on your chat, so I just said I'd call and let you know that I'm listening, and hopefully a lot of other people are out there listening, too, you know. And you, when you said that you don't know, you know, where you're going, what's going on, you do so much for so many, so much. You need to, you know, of course, remember that, okay? You do. You're an amazing lady, and you make such a difference in everyone's life, including mine. Including mine.
Well, thanks. You know, like I said, it's just one of these times that I'm going through.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean.
I do. I do. I'm sorry you're hurting. No, I just wanted to let you know that I'm sorry you're hurting.
Thanks so much. And
yeah.
How are things with you? How's the book?
The book's great. It's coming out, and it's at the publisher's now. The new one will be out within any time. I'm just waiting for them to deliver them so I can start getting them out there. And, you know, yeah, updated the website and Yeah, so things are really going well with the book. Yeah, you'll be
cool.
Getting yours. Not to worry.
Oh, yeah, I have to send you mine, too.
Yeah.
I just got the all the shipping supplies not too long ago. So, you know, I'm just sitting here, and I'm figuring out, you know, where I need to go. And it's and for the listeners, and I guess you know what I'm trying to say, Michelle, is that right now it's like I'm talking to God, and I don't hear him saying anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
It's like, are you there?
You know that. I mean, he does. Of course he does. You know, and then he'll, of course, let you know what his plan is. And in his time, of course, as much as we want it to be in our time, right? You know,
this is true.
Yeah.
And I think that's my motivation and my inspiration is the fact that, you know, I've said it before, divine timing, divine timing.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, things have jumped off in the last few days, and I see now that I'm not done cleaning out the trash.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
there's,
sorry. Yeah.
You know, a few more things that I have to sweep up and put in the trash and get it ready for the collectors to come and pick up. But,
right, and just when you think that you do have it all collected, they have collected it, something else will come about.
Exactly. And this has been one of those weeks when, you know, all of a sudden the wind must have blown all the little dust bunnies out of every corner. So,
well, I'm here. I know you have an amazing support system. I'm always here for you, hon. I'm always a phone call, a chat, a hey, you, pick up the phone, you know, always. I hope you know that.
Thank you so much.
No. Well,
but you know,
you, girl. I love you, Selma.
Well, I love you too, Louise. I'm like, oh my goodness. But you know, you guys are just so busy, and everyone is getting ready for this year. And I haven't really called anybody because I know so many people. I have, you know, Connie is getting ready
right.
for the big event.
Right.
And she's
right.
just so busy, and she always right. offers. But I'm like, you know, Connie is busy.
Right. Right. I'm busy,
and,
but I'm not that busy. Honey, I can always, you know what I mean? There's always time for you. You know? I mean, seriously.
You know,
you're in my book. You know? It tells you how much I love you.
Oh, am I?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You have to check the acknowledgments. Yes, you are. You certainly
oh, my goodness.
Are. You didn't know that? Well, yeah, of course I'm going to give you a shout-out, woman. Yeah, hello.
You
have
are
a
too
shout
kind.
Out.
Oh, my
goodness.
Thank
spot.
You.
Well, no, you don't have to thank me. It's, you know, it's just, it's what's on your mind, too. And it says, have a shout-out. Well, I shout it out to the world. So there you go. Listen to Maria. You know? Yeah.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
There
it's,
you
it's,
go.
It's just, thank you so much. You know, and,
honey,
and I just do what I'm compelled to do. And when people such as yourself call in and I get the nice little emails and the letters, I'm still in shock and awe because to me, it would be a much, it would be such a beautiful world if everybody was here to stop being for all about themselves and try to be out there for other people. And
oh, without
this
a doubt,
is still my calling, you know?
I know.
This
I
is
know.
Still, I have to be here. And I think there are days when, like you said, you know, there are people who need to hear Maria or
mm-hmm.
there are people out there that need to hear Michelle or read your book, and that's some days that's all that I have to keep me going, because looking back at a lot of other things, it's like, wow, our season is over.
I know.
You know, they say this is the year of change.
You come
and
on,
I'm,
change.
And
you're
I'm like, wow.
Right. You're waiting right. You're
pretty
going,
much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that it's coming.
It is. It absolutely
I know that
is.
It's coming. And
you're going to skyrocket.
Is, yeah.
You know?
I
you
hope.
Are. You've done so much for so many for so long, you know, and reached out to everybody. And I think part of it, too, is that it can be so draining, I'm sure. You know, you've got to make sure you keep some for yourself because you give and give and give and give. And when we do that, you know, we have to make sure there's a reserve left for us. It's not selfish. It's not, you know, we just have to make sure that Maria's okay, too, you know.
Yeah, and I think that that's it, too. I think that I have terminal burnout coming on.
I think you do, honey.
You know.
You need to rejuvenate. We need to go find an island. I know one.
Oh, my goodness, I wish. I think I'm going to turn on some island CD and light some candles and just run a hot bath and make pretend.
There you go. Yep. There you go. Yeah.
You know,
that's what I do. I just go back to my memories when I was overseas, you know, when things really start to get to me. I try to do that. You know, I just kind of, my granddaughter calls my room a quad room because I have, you know, a bunch of the pictures when I was, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. Put on some music, light some candles, and just kind of go back to that time with the sunsets and go, okay. So. Yeah.
You know, and you know, my life is like, sometimes there's a small amount of time where things are just calm. It was either very bad or very good. You
right.
know,
right.
I've never spent a lot of time in that middle ground. It's always been a war or, you know, I've been flying high or I've been wallowing in the pig pen, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm to that point now where I need that middle ground where I need that space where things are going along as they should. And I'm not saying that it's going to be without pitfalls and bumps in the road, but I need that common ground. And I don't really have that.
Right.
And, you know, it's almost like you ever have those days when you're feeling, you don't know what you're feeling. Because
Now,
I don't know what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
It's almost like I feel nothing, yet I know that something's there, but I don't know what that something is.
I've been there, and I have. You just have to just look into yourself. You know, it's there. It is, and it will come out. It will. It will. You just have to look into yourself and just, okay. You know, and think about everything that you have done, everything you are doing, you know, all this good that you have done for so many, like I said, so many, you know.
And I'm just, hold on a second. We have one more person coming on board.
Okay. Do you want me to let you go so you can, I can let you go. I mean, so you can let the other person on.
Oh, no, just hang out.
Okay.
Hang out for a second.
Okie dokie.
Hello.
Hello, how are y'all? I have been listening.
Hey, you.
And I was just dying to get in. Hi, Maria Louise. My name is Connie. How are
Connie.
You? Yes, ma'am. And Miss Maria, I always have time for you. It doesn't matter how busy I am, I always have time for you. And what you're feeling right now is you're in the eye of the storm. And you, and like she said, like Louisa said, you've given so much. This is your time to recuperate. And God's not giving you an answer because he wants you to learn through your refining and your process. And I know, you know, they say things happen for a reason, but the thing about it is it's very painful sometimes, and it's very hard to finally get to the point to say, what was the reason? And by that time, you've been on an emotional roller coaster, and it's some people just don't make it out of that roller coaster. So I'm here to tell you, God's got you. And I love you, Louise loves you, and a lot of people love you.
Louise,
you just need to sit down and take care of yourself and love yourself, because I'll tell you, come May, you're going to be on a ride for your life. So, yes, yeah, so you need this break. This is your calm before the storm, because I'm taking you with me.
I'm so looking forward to it. And
are
you
going across the whole place with her? Are you going to go on the whole trip with her?
Who, me?
Yeah,
why don't?
Are you just going to Washington? Hi, Connie, it's Michelle.
That's actually Michelle.
Is
Louise
Michelle?
Is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Connie.
I love Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
We're Thelma and Louise. That's our pseudo.
Yeah, I think it would be wonderful. You know, we could tag team. You know, we could. In between events and places, we could hit churches and, you know, businesses, whatever we needed to do.
Oh my goodness. That would be great.
Take a tag team tour.
That would be great. We need to talk about that because, you know, that's what I'm trying to put together now. I know that that's my next part of my journey. You know, that and trying to work with CASA. And I just know that that's my journey. I'm ready to tour. I'm ready to go out there and talk to people and let them know. And so they can see, touch, and feel. And I have this need for people to know we're real people. Look at what we've done. We've made it through our storms, or we're still going through them. We know your pain. You know.
I think we can format it to where we can bring both of our messages together and they can compliment one another. People will get a lot out of it. They'll learn a lot. I'm serious. I need a riding buddy. Besides God. He's a good riding buddy, but you would be a lot more conversational, I believe.
I would love to. Oh, my goodness. That would give me something to look forward to. And you know, Michelle, that I thought about this the other day, and I said, you know, something, May 12th, you know, that's graduation day.
Right.
But right. I'll be in Washington. So.
Oh, who's graduating?
So,
wow.
So, you know, that's. You know, but
My main thing too with Washington is I got to see if they offer me this job in Tennessee because I'm still waiting on that. Yeah, I'm waiting on the government to let me know. It's a government position at the VA hospital in Tennessee, and I did my application and they did the interview. It was a board interview and talking to all kinds. You know, it was like five people I interviewed with over the phone, and then they called me back and said we want references, and I sent them references because I couldn't get into USA Jobs anyway, and then they sent it all to HR in Tennessee. So I'm just waiting to find out if I get hired or not. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So I
are you thinking about moving to Tennessee, Michelle?
Maybe. If I get the job, I will. Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you think about moving to?
Pardon me? It's 30 miles outside of, what is it called? Like Nashville? It's 30 miles outside of Nashville. It's called Spicer.
Well, you know, I had thought about moving to Knoxville, but I'm just like Miss Maria. I may just need a vacation. But I've been thinking about it for not just recently, but for a while now.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's so funny because I've always wanted to see the Smoky Mountains, and I thought, well, you know, but I put in for this job a long time ago, and, you know, I needed, you know, I'd be crazy not to do it. It's an actual government job, so we'll see what happens. And
well,
I used to
work
for the VA.
I haven't been to Knoxville. I don't know anything about Knoxville. And it sounds crazy that you just want to pick up and move, but I feel like that's where God's leading me. You know, I really, really do. And, I, like I said, it's been over 3 or 4 years I've been thinking about this. So.
Right. Well, I moved overseas to the Marshall Islands. I didn't know anybody. I went 7,000 miles from home, and that, you know, for 2 years, I didn't know anyone, not a soul. And
the adventure of your life,
over
huh?
There. Yeah, I'm an adventurous. I'm part gypsy, so.
Does this mean you're going to go bungee jumping? We're all going to go bungee jumping?
No.
Or skydiving?
I don't like
I wouldn't mind doing that.
No, I only
Come on,
went
lady.
Skydiving. I got an offer to go skydiving when I was younger, but, you know, I'm right at this point in time, I'd not break my neck, so probably not. You guys go ahead. I'll take pictures.
No, you've got 90-year-old skydiving, so I think we'll be okay.
Hey, we've all been skydiving, Maria, our whole lives.
Hey, on another note, did you hear that Miss Whitney Houston died today?
Yes.
I said that at the beginning of the show.
Well, I was watching Robert Trent Jones' movie, so I said, oh, my God, the show started. So,
yeah,
so I had to run in here and listen to your radio show.
Well, I thank you guys so much for joining me here tonight. And let me see. I don't know if the chat's – I don't know what the deal is for our listeners. If you'd like to get on our call line, give us a call, 646-478-4726, because Michelle informed me that the chat room, BTR, is doing what they do best. So the chat room, if you cannot get in and you'd like to speak with any of us, give us a call. And we'll be sure to bring you on. But, I would love to, Connie and Michelle, let's do a cross-country women's retreat, a moving retreat or something.
Oh, that's a good
idea. I
would
love that. Can't you go with us, Michelle?
Well, heck yeah.
Seriously,
I mean,
that would be great.
That would be just awesome. I love that idea.
You know, we could do that. I mean, figure out different places somewhere in the mountains where we can really connect with nature and ourselves.
Right.
And just
I've been working on the Holocaust of Innocence tour, and I've been trying to hit up, like, places that we can might stop and that would be really beautiful, or maybe hit a festival or two, and maybe in between the big sites that we're going to, maybe try to hit up some local churches or businesses or places that we might could stop in and speak there as well.
Right.
You know, and that would kind of help also bring in donations to help, you know, fund our trip.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, I think that right about now it's time for any nonprofit, any legal IRS identified, you know, recognized 501c3. We can come together, and it's time for us to start taking advantage of everything that's available to us.
I'm taking that class on nonprofit right now. My professor has a nonprofit. She's had one for 25 years up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've talked to you that I'd like to start one, too, eventually, you know, when I'm ready, whatever. But, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now's the time. Now's the absolute time. Yep.
That's one of the classes that I do teach is how to start your nonprofit.
Oh, you teach it? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Very cool. I was thinking maybe I just need to send her a business plan and how to start a nonprofit. But there you go, Maria.
Jeez,
yep.
Maria, you just saved me $400, girl. No, $600, dang it. Plus the books.
I didn't know the young lady who called in last week. She sent me a message, Tanisha, and she said that she wanted to start one, and I've been talking to her in private messages on Facebook, giving her the information that she needs. But, doing a business plan, anything dealing with business, I'm pretty good at that.
Okay.
But
well, I've been
definitely nonprofit.
Right. A couple of people in my class have actually approached me as well about, you know, because I've got a couple of my classes that are grant writers. And it's a graduate-level class. You know, I'm just like a senior, so it's like people are above me. But anyway, so they've been. I've had a couple actually contact me that are interested in, you know, talking to me about that kind of stuff. But I don't know anything about it. I'm just learning, you know. So I'll come to you, girl. Thank you.
But, anytime you have a question, I mean, of course, I did it. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know, been there, done that, and anything that you need, I can definitely guide you through that and give you, the general thing.
My quizzes. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we're getting ready actually to get into the HR part of it, so that's what we're doing this next week. So. But it's an interesting class, you know. It's a real interesting. It's a 16-week class, and I'm really, it's real interesting to learn all about. I thought that there was I thought that there was a nonprofit, and that was it. You know, you got your not-for-profits, you got your for-profits, you got this profit, you got five old this and three old that and two old. You know, I'm like, I have no clue.
No, and it's a lot. And there's no guarantee once you submit everything that the IRS is going to accept it.
That's correct.
I mean, I already have my
strict
my
guidelines.
I've already got the number that I need. What is it, an EPIN number or whatever that number is? I've already
got
that.
EIN number? Temporary EIN number?
Yeah, thank you. EIN number. Yeah, I've already got that from the IRS. But that's as far as I've gotten.
Cool.
So we'll see.
That in itself, even then, you have to. Because you need your business name, you need your mission statement, you need.
Yep.
ID.
You have to get
members,
your board.
You
I'm gonna have to figure out the board
with
members.
The state.
And,
you have to get your
with
board
the state,
members
with your local
together.
City and your local parish as far as your taxes.
Yeah,
it's a lot, and then you have to make sure that the only time that it tends to differ is that certain different states have requirements for your board, and then you have to give pretty much a whole resume on each board member. Of course, you want to do your background checks, especially if you're going to be working with children.
Yes,
right.
And that includes with your volunteers, too, Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Wow. Yeah, like I said, we're learning all this in school right now, too. Is that right? I mean, and you know, you think it's like if someone says, oh, I want to start one, you're thinking, oh, this is a great idea, which it is, but then you don't realize until you either speak to someone such as you ladies or you take a class on it, and then you're going, oh,
right.
Okay.
It's a lot of work, and you know, people think you got, you're running your own business, you got time to sit and watch TV and eat bonbons, but you really don't.
No.
I mean, I work long, long hours. I get up early in the morning, and I work long, long hours.
Right.
So.
Right.
And be
yeah.
prepared for people to come in and they just want to be to have their name on something, but they won't
exactly.
do anything. Your board is probably going to switch around a couple of times.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had people that want to, they don't want to do anything, but then they want to take all the credit or show up, try to take
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
They,
I think
it was all about show. It really wasn't trying
yeah.
to help.
Yeah, I
yep.
run into that even just writing a book, not even, and I know you have tumor, I mean, not even just something like the nonprofit, but just even, I've had people try to do that too, you know, want credit, what, yeah, done that, done that.
Yeah, and that's why I think this year I have really gotten to the point where, you know, I'm checking everybody out, people keep contacting me, well, get in touch with so-and-so, they're doing great things, and I'm like, are they a nonprofit? Well,
right.
we are a nonprofit, but we haven't done our paperwork yet. Then you're not a nonprofit, dear.
Right, you
no.
have to have the paperwork, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, people don't understand it. They think because they're allegedly not making any money, that makes them a nonprofit. No, that makes you a business that's not making
hey,
a profit.
Hey, we're all volunteer staff. I know about not making
any
money. I've worked all day on getting volunteer, not volunteers, but sponsors. I've been working on that for forever, so... You know anybody who wants sponsors for our tour or for our expo? We need sponsors.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll send you some pretend. Well, you know you already have the one the NNSJ. They already volunteered
yep.
to bring in their support as far as donating sandwiches and other things that you may need.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
But that'll help. Yeah.
Did y'all ever find out where the nearest airport is for to get there? To
I
Washington?
Have not, but I'll tell you what, I can find out that information in the morning. I forgot all
okay.
about that, Michelle.
But in Washington, it's going to be Dulles. It's going to be
it
not
Dulles?
Dulles. It's going to be
or is
it's
it going to
be
Baltimore?
Dulles and Reagan National.
Oh, is it? Oh, I
and National.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's
or BWI.
We usually stay at the Washington, the Marriott Metro.
Or BWI, and then go
now,
down.
Now, BWI, I don't know if the rates are still up. I found round-trip tickets for $200 from here, which are from Dallas, where my kids live, which isn't bad at all, you know.
That's great.
And again, there, too, I mean, it just kind of, and I don't want to, I just need to see what's going to happen with this job, too. That's the thing, you know. I mean, if I get this job, I don't think I can start
the
job.
I'm
going to
pray
well,
you don't get
the
job.
Yes, I won't get the job.
Oh, yeah.
You got a job. We just elected you.
I really want to come. I'm really, honestly, I mean, I'll let the world know on the air. I'm really nervous about talking in public. I've never done any public speaking. I think you've
been natural.
Oh, that's what everybody says.
Don't you think, Maria?
Yeah. Think of it as being on radio.
I think all three of us, we can tag team.
That's it. Just focus on something else. It's no different. Well, for some people it is, but. You'll get used to it in a few minutes because you're telling your story. And how do you not do that? I mean, it's going to come natural to you. And before
uh-huh.
you know it, it's going to be flowing.
Right.
And I like to try to keep things fun and educational and keep them
right.
interested and motivated and entertained.
Right.
And that you know, a lot of people learn better by through humor. You'd be surprised. I mean, it's not as – it's more palatable.
Is there a lot of people that are, like, watching you when you're talking? When you're up there
well,
talking.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Duh. Hello.
Well, you can do like everybody else does. And you know, even Jack Canfield, he'll tell you, they even feel nervous. As many speeches as he's done, you know, it's just natural. And that's a good thing because that means you're on the top of your game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you do it once, it's like riding a bike.
Pardon me?
It's like riding a bicycle. You do it once, and after that, it comes easy.
My daughter does it all the time, of course. You know, that's what she does. You know, she does all those briefings and all the stuff, and she does it, whether it's 5 people or 5,000 people. You know, she gets up there and talks, and I'm like, how do you do that? She said, Mom, I've heard you on the radio. You can just talk. I said, well, yeah, but that's on the radio, or like we're on now, you know, standing in front of people. What do you mean? Okay. I do have a story to tell, though. I have a lot to say, you know.
And that's it.
Yeah.
you tell your story.
Michelle, it helps before I speak. I get butterflies and I get the knee knockers as well. So it really helps me to just kind of center, and I would like to pray before I go on. And I just feel the peace of God with me, you know, and just, you know that what I'm doing is bringing Him honor and glory, but it's, you know, it's helping so many others. And so, and for that aspect, I can walk out with confidence and just, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to do it perfect every time, and you're going to make mistakes, but you just work on through them, and you're going to be just fine.
Man, you're throwing me the wolves. I've never done any public, and you're going to have me stand out watching Lincoln Memorial. Okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. And, you know, I do photography, so I'll have my camera. I'll be snapping all kinds of pictures. You know, I incorporate all of that into my speech.
That would be great. We can help each other pass out promotional items and brochures and stuff, you know, before the talks and get all the cameras and things, the video, you know. And
yeah, I've got a video camera I can bring. I've got a really nice
get all that set up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I used to do. I was in media, so.
You do it. Amazing. Have you
girl, you're just a one-man traveling bed.
Well, you know, I originally, when I started out, my for-profit was a media company, and I worked with a large nonprofit in downtown Baltimore, and we worked with foster kids. But there was so much red tape when I did that program, I started my own. But I had, you know, a show that aired on the Warner Brothers Network. It came on Friday nights and Sunday mornings. I've won 2 Telly Awards. I have
I
have
holding back on
you know,
I
was
all that.
Sponsored into the Academy, you know, of NATAS, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, the Chesapeake chapter. So I've been a judge for the local Emmys. You know, I've done quite a bit, so.
Right. Yeah, so it's easy for you to say
yeah,
and get up there and talk.
Maybe I start stuttering. No, no, I'm teasing.
Wow.
That's funny.
Wow.
But,
that,
you know,
I'm impressed.
I love taking pictures and capturing the
she's
moment.
She's good.
So.
I don't know if you've seen any of her photography on her site.
I have not.
Oh, she does beautiful photography.
Oh, I'll have to send her to one of my websites.
Yeah, send her the link. Yeah.
Very cool. I have to check
she's
that
good.
Out. You know, Susan Guerin, she likes taking pictures. I take pictures.
Yeah.
I do it for weddings and graduations. So, yeah.
Yes,
so, again, we have things that we can draw on. And,
yeah.
And those are focal points, you know.
And we can stop at some really cool sites along the way and get some really great pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, Latricia Hendricks, she's on our group. She, they have a show that they do in Virginia, a television show. And I need to talk to her to see maybe once you guys get into town, if we could set up something with her, too.
That would be great. That'd be a nice little kickoff.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So, and, but we'll talk about that. But really, yeah, I've been dying to get together a road trip, and we need to get a nice sponsor, someone who's really going to
sponsor. Yeah.
Sponsor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we may need to.
Let me tell you, I have worked on that, and I've been working a lot, but there is the did you see the BBC video that's on the Expo site?
Probably, but
anyway,
I don't remember.
There was a couple of doctors there. Let me see. Anyway, there's a couple of doctors. They're out of Houston and out of Dallas, and I contacted them. And one of them was saying we needed the First Lady to be on tour. And I told her we want to do that. So I'm trying to hit them up to sponsor us for this tour and for the expo. And one of them was St. John's Children's Hospital, and I think it was Dallas. And the other one was a big hospital out of Houston. Well, one was a lawyer out of Houston. So, and they were on the BBC thing talking about how you have to watch that full video. It's a really, really good video. BBC out of London, England, was talking about how bad the child sexual assault rate is in the United States and how underreported it is. It was a phenomenal show. It talks about the CPS system, all of that. So it's a very, very good show. Well, I talked to at the Dallas James Castro. Where's the other one? Let's see. And he's at the St. PJ's Children Home. And the other one was Randy Burton was the Justice for Children out of Houston. So I'm trying to hit them up to sponsors for our tour.
Well, I'll talk to you and see who else we can probably hit up. And I think that we may have you tried, like, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg or...
I have not, and I have never heard of them, so that's good. But I will definitely put that
there's
out.
There's a lot of larger nonprofits that may want to get involved. And you know who else? Maybe we can contact Dove, because I was actually I am a Dove ambassador.
For
girls and self-esteem, so we could try to get
that's
Dove.
Awesome.
And then, of course, you can always go for the gusto and do Verizon, AT&T, Geico.
That's a great idea.
Geico, Verizon, AT&T,
well, I've got
Coca-Cola.
A lot of that list because I've been hitting that up for the expo.
Coke, who else?
I even hit up Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know. What about...
I even asked Oprah and Tyler Perry.
Ellen.
I don't know. We just go out for the big stuff. Yeah, but every little bit
helps. How about Ellen?
Do what?
Ellen DeGeneres.
I sent her a donation package whenever we first started trying for the expo, and I haven't resubmitted one lately, but maybe I ought to do that. It's a good idea.
Dr. Phil has the whole
that's
program.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And I
Gail
think...
King, she's Oprah's buddy. She What is the... I don't know. My brain's not working. I don't know. I'm just listening. Go ahead.
But, again, for all of our listeners, we're talking about, I'll let Connie tell you a little bit about it, but we have a large function coming up on May the 12th of 2011. It's scheduled to be in Washington, D.C. And Connie's going to tell you a little bit more about this, and we want everyone to get involved. Everyone.
Please. We are actually having, we're uniting child sexual assault organizations, advocates, supporters, families, friends, businesses, churches, anyone, to advocate for prevention of child sexual assault. We're having a huge rally in D.C., which will be at the Jefferson Memorial, May the 12th, 2012, from 10 a.m. to about 6 p.m. We'll have music, food, candlelight. Candlelit service at the end. We have music. It's just we're doing it Cajun style. In Louisiana, we think everything's got to have music and food. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to have some educational speakers. Michelle and Maria will be there speaking. I will be there speaking. We have some other people that are listed. So we're going to have a great time, and we would love for y'all to come and enjoy the bands, enjoy the music, enjoy the food, and just we'll have promotional items there as well. We'll probably take up a donation for people's travel expenses, but it's going to be a great time, and you'll learn a lot, and you'll hear some stories, and we've got some really great gimmicks that are going to happen throughout the day, and we've got some great setups, so please come and join us.
Yes, please do.
And
is that
for those of you,
Jefferson Memorial or the Lincoln Memorial?
It's at the Jefferson. The Lincoln was being worked on for the next 2 years,
okay.
Or this year and last year.
So
I don't know if they're going to wrap it up this year or not, but it'll be at the Jefferson Memorial. Yep. I can't give you an exact location until I talk with the National Park Service the 24th. And after I talk with them, then I can send you more details about that. And then we're going to, Maria and Michelle and I are going to kick off on the Holocaust of Innocence tour. Everybody has got to come is on our tour, and we'll start putting up dates and maps and places we're going to be at. Y'all can come see us. It'll be
a variety show, evidently. So it's going to be great. I mean, we're going to hit all aspects, you know, and just I want y'all to come. The Holocaust of Innocence tour, when somebody is sexually assaulted, their innocence is stolen, actually it's murdered. And people are not the same. They may look the same and they may act the same, but they're really, really not. And it's you know, it comes out in their trust issues and their behavior. Some of them delve into drugs and alcohol, or depression, or get into an abusive cycle because that's their comfort zone. So we are going to take this across the nation, and we're going to be talking about prevention of child sexual assault. We've got some great learning tools. We've got some great educational tools, and it'll be fun. It won't just be, you know, a hard topic. It's going to be, you know, we're funny folks. You may not think so, but we're funny folks, and it's going to be a really, really good event, and I think you're going to enjoy and get a lot out of each person presenting because they're very talented, they're very knowledgeable. So you have to come on, or, you know, when we come through your area, please come listen to us.
Absolutely. And how long is that tour going to be for?
It depends on how many people we get, how much money we get.
Right. Okay.
We're really trying to hit off like some main areas, like we're going through Washington. We'd like to run it through Canada around by June. Because we have a couple, and the people that are in the expo, we're trying to go into their areas. Like St. Louis, Missouri. We'll go down to Florida. Fawn Volkart is there. We'll go into California. And I guess we'll end up coming back through Dallas. That'll probably be our last stop, maybe Shreveport. So, but I think so far Dallas may be our last stop. So.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. So we really need a lot of sponsors for this. It's very important because, as you can tell, child sexual assault affects everyone. People don't think so, but it's a $24.3 billion statistic from the CDC saying that, you know, this is just from direct effects of child sexual assault that you pay for out of your pocket. You think, oh, it doesn't affect you. It really does, because we pay for the criminal justice system, for the educational system. By the time people are sexually assaulted and they get into drugs or they get into alcohol, they get into teen pregnancies, they drop out of school, it affects the mental health if they become suicidal. So it affects everything, and it's like a 64-point I think $7 billion indirect cost. So, you know, we'd like to do some research along the way and get some colleges involved who will help us do some research and get some current stats on the 90% that don't tell. And, you know, and that way we can engage and create more dynamic programs for your communities that are up to date and current, that are that would be more applicable for you. And there's some great programs out, you know, we're not discounting them, but we just want to expand and make things a little more acceptable, fun educational tools that you can use. There's so many benefits that are going to reap from this. It's not just some ladies going around the country speaking. We've got many, many aspects of this tour coming out. So we appreciate that very much, that you come out and you support us.
Absolutely, and you know, there are those of us that are survivors, you know, and you don't have to just be a survivor. You know, you can learn to live your life, and you can, you know, you can be successful in your life even if you went through this, such as I did myself personally from the time I was 4 years old until I was 7 years old, you know. And, so you absolutely.
You're right. I mean, and there's so many people that are on the healing process, you know, whether it's any kind of pain. It doesn't have to be sexual assault. And
absolutely.
Maria's talk is very educational about that, and, you know, mine is about healing and coming to terms with your own pain and your own past and forgiveness and regret and the things that can help you overcome and conquer. I mean, and that's the epitome of what America's all about. And we just ask, you know, even the men, please come out and support the women and learn how to gather groups of men around the country, you know, that will stand up and, you know, and be accountable and help their women and help the women in the community and the children in the community. And that's what we need. We need more men that will step up and be mentors. So we appreciate all of you coming together. This is a wonderful cause. I mean, it's, the children are counting on us to succeed, and with your help, we can do that.
Right, or the men that have been through it themselves. You know, sometimes that's overlooked, too, this summit in Albuquerque. It's a summit for sexual survival, and it's a lot of it's about the men, you know. And a lot of times people
that's
don't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it's one thing for a young girl or for a woman to report it, but the men, you know, it's a whole different dynamic. And they
yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I think that
we also need to contact Rain.
Rain, absolutely, we need to contact Rain. Yeah.
We'll do that.
Matter of fact, I could probably, since I'm a member of the
Maria
Speaker
actually
Bureau.
Is the Rain Speaker. Yeah.
But there
I
you go.
I still need to get my paperwork in for that, Maria. I still have it on my laptop.
I am a member of the Speakers Bureau, so.
I'm sorry?
I said I am a member of Rain Speakers Bureau, so.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get out some preliminary mapping areas, and then y'all can kind of look over them, decide, you know, where we want to stop at, where we want to go, and I give you an idea of who's all in the expo that, you know, we kind of want to hit around in their area. Because as we go in and we draw speakers from the expo, you're also drawing in their community base for, you know, their base, their support as well. So that'll help us as we go along and we speak through them.
And then, you know, we here in Maryland, I do a lot of my activities out of the Randallstown Community Center.
Very cool.
I have access there. So we could do a whole expo there. The theater holds a couple hundred people, you know.
Wonderful.
We could set it
that
up
would
for
awesome.
A couple of hours. Again, it has a theater stage. If we wanted to have, like, the bands and things could be on stage performing, and you could have your information tables and your authors and vendors set up, and then you could have your speaking time, which is how I usually set up when I do my domestic violence. So we could incorporate
that. I like for us if we can, where we can go in like that Friday night, you know, like maybe have it on a Saturday or maybe not. Mm-hmm. And then just everybody kind of mingle that Friday night before and kind of get to know one another. So by Saturday, it's, you know, more not as formal. It's, you know.
Could you probably, you know, get some place to a restaurant or something to sponsor?
Right.
And have that to be a meet and greet place the night before to hammer out everything. Or, you know, everybody can bring their sleeping bags and hang at my place.
we've been a little busy, Michelle.
Ms. Wall.
But aren't you excited?
I'm like,
yeah.
And we'll have a place, we'll set up booths for the people, the authors, and they can, you know, submit their books and their tables and their promotional items as well during the speaking.
I know an author, a couple of them.
I think you do. I think we know a couple on here.
Yeah,
I'm
you know.
I'm writing a book, so you're going to help me
know quite
mine.
A few. I know quite a few authors.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I finish mine, you're going to help me publish mine. Yay!
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, I found the best publisher, too. They're dynamic girls. You'll have to see. They're amazing. They're just amazing publishers. I'm so excited and so impressed.
Well, I will have to talk more about that because I really have. I've been working on a book for a while now.
Oh,
no
well, there you go. You're talking to two published authors right now.
That's right. Yes.
Don't you think this is divine intervention?
Oh, yeah. It has to be.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I hear
amen?
Amen
and amen. So we really do need to, and you know what? You know what? Michelle is not in our... in our circle. We'll have to remedy that.
She's in the expo.
Is she? No, she's not in the circle. Is she?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, is she?
Yes, ma'am.
She's an IM?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well.
She's in the expo. I can tell you that.
We have to get her into IM so we can stay on the same.
Oh, that's right. I am. She's not an I am. We have to slide her on over there.
Yeah. I was like, wait, is she in the circle? The secret circle?
She's in the circle of the expo, I can tell you that.
We'll remedy that. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Just let me know what I'm not what I am, please. I would appreciate it.
Hey, I think we'll figure that out along the way.
I'll tell you,
that's going to be very cool.
That's a private group that's for movers and the shakers.
Movers and shakers. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
you bet.
You'd have to see it when you get there. It's not something that any you have to be invited in. And
oh, you have to be invited. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Miss Maria can do that.
Yeah, you can do it.
Miss Maria can do anything. Let me tell you, this woman.
You have administrative rights there.
Yes, I do. Okay, Michelle.
Sure.
Maria, let's ask her to Michelle, you are more than welcome to join I Am. We would love for you to come. Now, we're going to put you to work, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because everything that we're talking about here, you know, it's all going to come together within the walls of I Am, and I'd love to, for us to, because, you know, Amber's in Georgia.
Uh-huh. I think she can join us, too.
And that's why we need to start putting this together, so maybe we could come straight across from Louisiana up and then straight up the coast.
Well, we can
do
that.
The coast. Ooh.
Instead of stopping in at Dallas, I was going to stop in and just stop at home, but hey, yeah, we can just come on back up to the coast. We got to drop you off anyway, don't we?
because see, I'm not that far from
take
D.C.
You on with me.
You see, I work in the district, so I'm not that far from D.C.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we're right along that coast and to try to keep a nice flow to things. If we don't get a ton of support, then we want to keep it as condensed as possible and maybe
get
some churches and people to, you know, want to sponsor. Have a dinner for us. We're coming to your town. Would you like to sponsor us for a meal? You know, let's come, let us talk. Welcome us into your church and then...
You know what Jack Canfield used to do when he was selling his books? He would call into the radio stations that he was supposed to go speak at, and he would call in and fake his voice at different places and pretend like he was somebody else and ask them if they had this book. And by the time he got there, he's got excitement built so much that they were just elated about his book. We're going
to
do that
with
our tour.
I'll tell you what else, too, is each TV station, not all, most of them, like when I did my book signing here in Oklahoma City, they have an events calendar, and you just write into them. They actually did a write-up in the paper on me for doing it, for doing this book signing. You get a hold of the TV stations, and they'll just do this little blurb on it and say, yeah, she's coming in. And like when Albuquerque, it was, they did this thing, you know, local girls come in, and she wrote a book, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, so that's another thing y'all could do, too. Yeah.
That's very good.
Get a hold of the TV
stations. All right, ladies, we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
Put your dreaming hat on.
And then even doing this show, what I would suggest, everybody go ahead on and pass this show along because people can get a lot of what's going on and what we're about just from listening to this show.
Right.
And then if they want to get involved and before we leave, everybody just gives their contact information. And that way they'll be able to get involved. If you want to volunteer, if you want to get involved, if you're an author, even if you're a performer or you have something that you want to share, get in contact with us. Let us know.
Right. They can get in contact with us on Facebook. They can get in contact with us from the show, the Wall Foundation. They can get in contact with your website. They can get in contact with my website. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us. And actually, girls, get me some stuff and I can stick it up on my website, too. You know how I have my contact page on there? Yeah, let's do that. I'll put a link on my website.
So awesome.
And, you know, even on the foundation website, you know, if they go to the listening room, when your book is ready, I'll put up the information there. I have to add Baxa to the site. Connie is there as a guest, but I need to link up your name with your website, and we can really get the buzz going because before you know it, it'll be May. So
it will be, and it's halfway through February already.
Yes, and it's so much right now.
I know, hon. I know. Like I said, as far as my part, girls, I mean, I can do whatever y'all need me to, but I just won't know anything solid till I find out about this job. I can't pass up this job. I'm just a lonely student right now. So,
hey, I know how that goes. I've been there. But it's going to be great. So I'm very, very excited.
Me too. I'm excited.
I am. I really am. So.
Well, there you go. See, you started off the show, and you were kind of sad. So she's smiling now. I can see. I can hear that smile in your voice.
You can hear it on the phone.
I can. I can.
I need that boost. I need that to get me back on track, like I said, because I have a lot on my plate right now, but you know, I know that something great is coming. and I just have to weather this. And you're right. That was a good way to put it when you said that I'm in the eye of the storm. Kind of, I believe that's exactly where I am now. I'm like, oh, my gosh. In the last few days, it's like everything came pouring down on me. I'm like, well, really? But it's okay because you know what? I'm going to deal with it, and then I'm going to be done with it.
Right. Yeah, and that's a good way. I want to deal with it, and I'm going to be done with it. Yep.
And then, you know, I'm going to be ready to move on one way or another because I can't afford to let anything, you know, stop me from, you know, I'm so close to completion in so many things. And now it's just like Satan is just like, oh, my gosh, I've been laxed. I need to pull her back. And I can't.
Nope.
I just can't.
No,
so.
You can't. And you won't. And you won't.
And that's where you got to surround yourself with good friends and lots of love.
Mm-hmm.
There
yep,
you go.
Support system's the best. Yep. Yeah.
And it is. And this is a clear shot sample for people who would, example, for people who want to, who will hear this show is that, you know, I've said it before, sometimes what you need comes into, you know, from the out of the mouths of people who you're not connected to by any type of blood per se, other than the
right.
human blood, you know.
Right.
You're not connected by that DNA strand where people can say you are the aunt, you are the father, you are the mother, you are sisters, you know, but you are family. It
That's
takes
right.
a lot more to be family than just to be connected by a DNA strand.
Oh, that's the truth. I would not have made it throughout my lifetime without people in my life that weren't. I mean, of course, that aren't my family, my children and things like that, but people that aren't my blood family as well. There is no way I would have made it through my life. There is no way on God's earth I would have made it. No way. He put angels in my, you know, and I write about that in my book. He put angels in my life, you know.
I think God always brings the right person at the right time.
Yep. Everybody comes into your life for a reason. Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Even the
By
bad
the way,
people.
You mentioned in my book too, Connie,
yes,
your organization is. You're not, but your organization is. So, you know. Gotta get the word out, girls. Gotta get the word out.
You
this
bet.
Is true. So we have
yep.
a lot to do in, you know, a small amount of time, but
yep.
we're all over. And I'd love for us to have, like I said, reps in every single state so that we can move this along.
Right.
And it's so much simpler when we
I've been working really hard getting
to,
people in the
want
expo.
To get involved.
Not only will it showcase their organization, but, you know, we also can utilize them as we travel across the nation.
Exactly.
And we got quite a few states. So, but we'll have to really see how our funding is going and we'll all have to decide what states do we have to hit with what funding we have. But I think God's going to provide. You know, where he leads, he guides and provides. So we're just going to have faith
yep.
and go with that.
Sounds good.
But, you know, you come to Maryland, you'll have a venue. You just need to get here and get the people. And, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a large group of speakers per se. We can get a nice group of people who are close by where they can come. Bring their books, and we could speak. We could have, you know, two or three key speakers, myself, Connie, Michelle, if you want
to
come in town, you know,
I'll come to
it
town.
Could be
I
a day
know,
event.
I want to talk.
And people
it
can always come up
event.
And share their stories,
or,
and that'll
Or
that'll
you could break down into a smaller group and have
yeah.
that smaller group setting. But, you know,
yes.
We you
I think
have
that would
a
be a good idea,
in the state
you know,
of Maryland.
Not only through our speaking
so.
And through our afternoon, to have like a little bit of group time and have like a
yeah.
structural, you know, like a little format that each one kind of, a guideline that people go through and kind of, you know, talk about those things on the guideline and to keep everybody on key. And then we'll just ask them questions about where
right.
they're at. And yeah.
And just
yeah,
for clarification's sake, for all of our listeners, each one of us is bringing something different
mm-hmm.
to the table. For me, healing through hurt, as you all know, was born out of my bout with domestic violence, rape. You know, I know what it's like to have your self-esteem destroyed, how to be alienated from everyone and not even realize it.
Yeah.
It comes from divorce, recovery. You know, Connie is for protecting our children. I'm for protecting our children because domestic violence covers an entire gambit of events and actions by others. Michelle has her personal life story to tell. So this is not about any one, but it's about hurt as a whole. We are covering everything because a lot of times children who were hurt grow up to be people who hurt for whatever reason, other than, you know, they didn't get the help that they needed. They did not know where to go. We're going to help. We're going to try to help pave that way for so many different people going through so many different things. That I have another friend. He was one of the first people that I had interviewed about a year and a half or so ago, Vaughn Ripley. And he's one of the oldest surviving people with HIV.
Wow.
He's a great guy. At my summit last year, the summit that I did last year, he was a keynote speaker. He came out, and some of the pictures of that, of course, are up on our website. But great guy. He's there. When we need him, he will be there.
Awesome.
There's so many others who are on. Matter of fact, Connie, this is great. I have another gentleman. He's on Facebook, and I'll contact him, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
If he's very involved with the college organization in Washington.
Awesome.
And I believe that he's performing. I think he'll be in town during that time. I need to talk to him so that he can get the word out to all of the fraternities and sororities in the local college.
Yes,
right.
So that Jeffrey Banks is his name. He's a great guy. He has come out to support me several times at my functions here in Maryland. And he's a great person. We have been waiting and waiting for our time to put a function together. So I'll be contacting Jeffrey as well to get this going. And as soon as we get everything locked down and we get like flyers and things going, we can do email blasts, we can get it out there, we can put them around, I can drop them off at the center and in other locations so that we can
let's try to have everything mapped out and most of our guests who are going to speak lined out so we can put them on the flyers as well. And say we'll be in this city here at this time, this date. So maybe by the middle of March, you want to set that date to have everything pretty much lined out?
Okay.
I know that's soon.
Because I want to actually start dedicating, you know, a show a month right up to May.
Okay.
For the updates for the event coming. So I really do want us
to build some momentum. That's a great idea.
To get that going as well. So around March, you guys will be hearing more updates. And, of course, if you like us at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio on Facebook, that's another great way to keep up with what's going on. If you want up-to-the-minute information, you know, Connie is there. You can read updates that she'll post or that I'll post. Or Michelle, we're all there on Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, on Facebook as well. So you can link to any of us from there. But that's one way that you can keep up to the minute on what's going on with all of our lives and organizations. And, of course, we're going to start dedicating one show a month for the updates here. So you can do Q&A. You want to get involved, you'll be able to do that right from here. So that we have that locked down, which is great, but this is what it's all about. This is when I feel my best, when, as I said, I live and breathe Healing Through Hurt. It's almost like it's part of my lifeline. Healing Through Hurt is helping me to come through so much, and it's when my sisters, these ladies, call in to help lift me up when they know that I'm at my lowest point. And I'm not knocking anyone, but I can talk to people who I would, one would think would be there to help, and it goes right over their head. And it's amazing how somebody from one state and another, someone else from another state who's nowhere near here, they know, or they saw that I was, I guess, in my own way, maybe crying out for help, when the people who you think would catch that don't. And it's just so amazing that, again, I can't stress it enough that until you reach out, you don't know who's going to extend their hand to help you. So sometimes it's good to, again, you have to express your feelings. And I'm used to being that come-to person, meaning everyone used to come to me to help them. And I understand when people say, you know, when they need people, suddenly they're gone. People, a lot of times, people are there when you're on top of your game, when they
exactly.
can get something out of it.
Yep, exactly. I had said once, you know, I'm the same way, Marie. I've always been the one that people have always come to, the, you know, the helper, the nurturer, the whatever. And I remember times saying, I just wish at one time that I could lean on somebody. You know, I want to lean on somebody. I know exactly what you're saying. I do.
And it's so, it can be disheartening at times, but you know what I call it, the weed and feed, weed, feed, and seed. The bottom line is when your lawn has a bunch of old dead grass, it starts to choke off the new grass and it enables it from coming through. It can't come through all of that junk. So you go in and you have to dethatch it. You have to rake out all of that dead, unnecessary weight. And sometimes it's like that in life. It's like that with people. If they're not here to lift you up, inspire, and they're just here for the ride, you know, it's hard enough carrying around your own burdens and weight. You don't need to have some dead weight body that you're just dragging along for no particular reason.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, the more that you become successful and you walk on your journey to your destiny, you're going to see a lot of true colors in those around you. And a lot of people don't want to see you succeed.
That's true.
Because they're still going to be at square one.
That's true. I think we spoke about this when I did my interview with you. You know, my very first one. We were speaking about that. Yeah, I know.
Then you have some people who you think are your friends who are really sabotaging you.
Too. Have you run into that too? I did too. I ran into that as well. You know, and it's time to it's time to clean house. You know, I have to go through that every once in a while, and I have to clean house. You know, the people that are truly there, that are truly your I'll write that on Facebook. True friends. I don't know if everybody gets that, but when I say my true friends, you know, I never forget when someone's been good to me, and I never forget when someone has not. You know, it doesn't mean I don't forgive. It just means I never forget.
And someone told me that once. They said, well, you can't forgive if you don't forget. I'm like, oh, yes, you can.
Because if I forget,
then you're bound to do the same thing to me again.
Right, exactly.
I have to remember so that I can remember that I've had to learn from that experience.
Right, absolutely.
So, yeah. No.
You know,
forgive
the Bible says you
forget,
continually repeat the same lesson until you've learned your lesson. And then, exactly.
That's the story of my life.
all of us.
Yeah, you know, and I've had to forgive people I still have people tell me, how could you forgive this person or these people or whatever for doing this to you? You know, and in my book, of course, I write about it. And it's like, well, you know, I could not have this hanging on me. I could not be bringing that detrimental hurt to myself, because that's all I was doing. I was hurting myself by allowing that.
They were living their life happy-go-lucky.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, I went through this. I survived it. I did okay, but that isn't who I am. That does not identify me. So if I had to forgive these certain people in order for myself, I don't forget. I haven't forgotten. But to forgive them, then that eased my heart, and I was able to move on with my life, you know. Or I don't know where I would be in some cases, you know. I don't know. I had to.
Well, that kind of pain and anger consumes you. It consumes your thoughts.
Absolutely.
It consumes your actions. It attacks your physical health. And for your own sanity and your own peace and happiness,
mm-hmm.
you've got to let that go.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean you forget. You will
right.
never forget.
Right.
And you need to remember, so you, like Miss Maria says, so you don't be...
You don't do it again.
And,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, ladies, you're right. I got to get off here. I got to study. I still have to do some quizzes tonight, so I hate to go.
Oh, wow.
I got to go. Yeah.
Well, have a blessed night, Michelle. I'm very excited.
Oh, me too.
The Holocaust of Innocence tour is about to take off. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Love you both, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Love you too. Take care. Bye.
Maria, you hang in, okay? Here's a big hug for you, a cyber hug, sweetie, okay?
Thank you, dear.
Okay. All right, and I'll talk to you
I'll
soon.
I'll see
okay?
you on FB.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Good night, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
But, yeah, you know, Connie, it's thanks so much for calling in. Thanks to all of our listeners this evening. And like I said, I'm going to keep this show up and put it in the room so they can understand what's coming down the pike for May and beyond, actually. And hopefully we'll get more people involved. I may even send it to people individually for them to listen to and get involved. And see how many local churches we can get that would love to invite us in.
That's a great idea.
Because we may start off small. This is our year of beginning.
Exactly.
And, you know, we'll grow as it goes along.
Yeah, it's going to end up big.
And I believe that. I believe that. And, like I said, what we're bringing, no one else is doing that right now. So, you know, there's people out there for their own particular mission. They're doing their own thing. And,
yeah.
And I'd even reach out to Coleman. Because I do a lot of people who are breast cancer survivors. I'd reach out to all of them and, you know, just go from there and see if they want to get involved and see what they're willing to do. But the more we have, the merrier. And in the end, I see this nice tour bus with a wrap on it, whatever the tour is going to be called. And,
wouldn't that be great? That would be awesome to have a tour bus for the Holocaust of Innocence and, you know, your names and your books on there and, you know, people
yep.
will see when you come in and say, yeah, they're here.
That's right. So it's a lot for us to work on, but this is just the beginning. It's the very beginning of something great. And,
I believe so, too.
And even in I Am, for the people who have not gotten involved, I'm going to start weeding out those people. And,
there we go.
If you're not about it, then you have to go. And it's the same principle. You know, we need the movers and the shakers.
Yes, we do.
We didn't go through all of that trouble to create these nonprofits to go nowhere. We're
exactly.
the grassroots nonprofits. We're the ones that people can still see, touch, feel, and they actually talk to the CEOs sometimes when they call.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, and America
very
needs to come back to us grassrooters.
Exactly. You know, and you know, like I said, Miss Maria, when we succeed, the communities will succeed, and the kids that need us and need the hope, you know, they'll see that people are actually, you know, out there fighting for them, and you know, not that other people aren't, because there's plenty of people who work so hard, but I mean, it'll just be, you know, a face out there continually, you know, and awareness. We're going to make a big difference, and I'm very excited about the work we're doing and where God's leading us.
Oh, yeah. God has this. God is the guider and the CEO and everything else, and I'll talk to my PR person and let Liz know what's going on and see what she can do to get us out there for that event and just go from there. And I'll be sending out some messages to a couple of people and telling people that they haven't been involved, they're going to get out of I Am, because we need to bring in the people that are going to be a part of this big venture. And
yes. And,
and you know, it's not that you want to hurt your feelings or anything. It's just, but if you want to succeed, you're only as good as the group that you surround yourself with. So it's very important.
But you know, if people are worried about their wearing their feelings on their sleeve, this is business.
Exactly.
This is a mission.
Exactly.
This is destiny. I've had enough of carrying people who just want to come along for the ride,
or just for the show.
Or exactly. Or say, yeah, I was there. I was. No, you didn't do anything.
Yes. Oh,
so,
God, that
no.
happens in there.
I think
we
that
all
we could
there.
All tell those stories, but this is about making something great happen. And we can't do that with a lot of dead weight.
No, we can't.
A ship doesn't sail anywhere very far if it has the anchor in the water. I'm sorry.
That's right. You know, and this is our time. It's like God saying, this is your time. So this is the year for change, like you said, and we're going to make things happen.
And that's it. It's time to make things happen. And this is our season, and it's going to happen. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be glorious when it does happen. So we'll get on, Matt. I will...
Well, I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And like I said, this show has been great. And for all of our listeners this evening, thank you so much for listening in. Sorry that the chat room was not working tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on the call query. And we will keep you posted. And again, before we go, Connie, I'm going to turn over the mic to you so you can give all of your information, and then I'll end up with mine and some soft music from our calming massage CD.
Okay. Thank you, Maria, and thank you, listeners, and we hope that you do come and join us. And even when we're on tour, we can, you know, can help pass out promotional items, pass out name tags. We can put you to work, and we would love for you to come and join us and be a part of this and be as passionate as we are. And I know you are, and so putting us all in one powerful voice together will be just the great change that we need, and it'll be the voice that we need to make things happen and make change for public policies, for the social stigma, child sexual assault. So we can't do it without you. Please join us. And my website is at FACSA, SaveTheChildren.com. That's F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Connie, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, SaveTheChildren.com.
And that's Connie. And, of course, for me, you guys should know by now, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. On Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation. And on Facebook, we're Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation. But if you put in Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, you'll be able to find us there. And, of course, if you want to write, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And, of course, if you'd like to email us, it's contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if, for those of you who are wondering, I used to send it to my personal email, but I am a bit overwhelmed and burned out. So we're going to send it to contact, but, you know, not to worry. They're still going to come through to me anyway. So just remember that I still do respond to all of the emails that come through that need my personal attention. And, of course, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. And, of course, if you need to call us, 202-618-2556. But with that said, as always, before we leave, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. As always, and it seems like, you know, Connie is becoming one of my favorite co-hosts on here. So on behalf of Connie and myself, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us here this evening. And as you all can see, the power of friendship, the power of family from people who may not be your blood-related family. I wasn't feeling very well, haven't been feeling well for so many days, but my family, my sisters came in to give that boost of encouragement and inspiration and motivation that I needed to help me make it through another day and beyond. So, for those of you who are here, feel free to stick around and just relax a while. Go to your quiet place. We're going to end. I'm going to let the calming massage, the Solitude CD calming massage, play for a while as we end our show. And join me here tomorrow morning for our Sunday morning meditation, for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release, just enough to help you make it through the new week and let go of whatever you were carrying around from the week prior. I'm your host, Maria Wall, with my special guests here this evening, Connie Lee, and of course, Michelle Patois Sandoval, and we will see you back here really, really soon. Have a great remainder of your Saturday. I hope you enjoyed listening to our discussion this evening here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Just remember, we're here for you on Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, we're here on Sunday mornings for our Sunday morning meditation. Until next time, I hope you enjoy the remainder of your evening. You take care. I'm your humble and most appreciative host, Maria Wall, bidding each of you a wonderful evening. Have a great night.